Energy Now.
Imagine a world in which each home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in numbers. We're joined this evening, January 26, 2009, by Fran Giroux of Hydrogen Boost. Perhaps you've heard the phrase water for gas, or maybe hydroxy, or sometimes HHO. It refers to a system in which an onboard electrolysis unit hooked to the vehicle's battery produces hydrogen and oxygen from water. The hydrogen and oxygen gases are then commonly ducted through a hose into the air intake of the vehicle. Apparently, the hydrogen acts as a catalyst to enable the fuel to burn more efficiently, wasting less out the tailpipe because the larger petrol molecules are broken into smaller molecules that can more readily be burned in the engine. This also results in significantly reduced emissions as the vehicle burns much more cleanly. The mileage enhancement claims are anywhere between 15 and 50% or more. There are thousands of people from around the world experimenting with and installing various systems along these lines. Fran is one who has had a commercial unit for sale for nearly 5 years now, if I understand correctly. He's also a member of our New Energy Congress, and he was the first sponsor of our Free Energy Now radio show. In fact, during tonight's show, you'll hear his ad two or three times during our three breaks. Fran, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me, Sterling.
Well, we've had you scheduled, actually, for this show for a couple of months now. Now you're finally on. Tell us about this system, this Hydrogen Boost.
Well, I started 8 years ago, not five, and we were the first ones on the Internet to sell a hydrogen boosting system for a gasoline-powered vehicle. There was a couple at the time that were doing diesel equipment, but it was all of those were out of business now. So we basically built this industry, and the system started off by trying to accomplish increase in mileage with just a hydrogen generator, and I found out really quickly that a hydrogen generator alone is not going to increase your mileage unless you're operating primarily under what I call stressed combustion conditions, which is on the edges of the operating envelope as opposed to in the middle of the operating envelope. So I developed a whole system that would take advantage of what the hydrogen could do for you by adding a fuel heater that would vaporize as much fuel as we could, a fuel vaporizing system, an electronic control circuit that will lean out the fuel ratio, because it's well established throughout history that an ultra-lean mixture can give you better efficiency if you can get it to ignite. And on a normal car, of course, it doesn't like to ignite unless you do something else to it to get it to ignite, and adding the hydrogen and the vaporization accomplishes that task of igniting that ultra-lean mixture.
Now, don't you also have recommendations about optimal operation, tire pressure, things like that?
Oh, we have even more than tire pressure. We have an engine treatment that's part of our system. We recommend synthetic oil, which is thinner than normal oil, and we also have a recommended tire pressure on typical cars of 50 PSI, which some people say, well, gee, I can't do that because it says right on the side of the tire, maximum pressure 35 PSI. Well, the number on the side of the tire means maximum inflation at cold temperature at 35 psi. And if you know anything about the ideal gas law and the expansion of gas under higher temperature, if you have 35 psi at, let's say, negative 30 degrees, which is common around here, by the time you get up to warmer temperature when people are normally checking their tire pressure, they're going to have 50 psi. So we recommend a 50 psi, which is about 5 psi below the maximum allowable, which is what 35 psi at cold temperature translates to when you're at high temperature.
Having a tire inflated that much, is that going to cause undue wear on the center of the tire?
It used to with bias ply tires. We haven't been able to buy bias ply tires for about 20 years. All the tires you'll buy today are steel belted radials, and they do not bulge out in the middle like the old bias ply tires used to do. So no, it won't wear out the center of the tread. I've been using 50 PSI for 20 years now, ever since I started using Michelin X tires way back when I was in college. And they wear evenly, and high tire pressure is good for them.
So that's something that anyone can do without paying anyone a penny is to...
That they can do.
Yeah.
In fact, some people say put nitrogen in your tires instead of regular air. And that has some limited benefit. It's not worth the money it costs to get the nitrogen, but some people prefer to have nitrogen as well.
How much is that going to affect your mileage, just inflating your tires to 50 PSI?
I have checked that out on a typical car, let's say the Saturn SL1 that I did most of the testing on, between 30 PSI and 50 PSI, there was a 5 to 7% difference in mileage.
Now, of course, right now, people aren't worried a lot about their mileage because gas prices have come way down, even more than they were 3 or 4 years ago. And yet, 6, 8 months ago, people were just screaming bloody murder. They're paying more than $4 a gallon at the tank. It was costing $75 to fill up. And then people were really feeling the pinch. And mileage improvement techniques were all the rage. That, of course, has waned way down. I know because we sell some of those kinds of products, and sales are down probably 10% of what they were this last summer.
Enjoy the vacation.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
No doubt.
I believe with the socialist agenda that's going to be pushed through Congress, we'll be back at high gasoline prices, even if the price of oil doesn't go up. I believe they're going to tax the daylights out of gasoline.
To pay for the infrastructure and whatnot?
Well, to pay for that, plus to encourage alternative fuels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that encourages alternative fuels the most is high fuel prices. So if they can't get it by high oil prices, they'll get it by high taxes on fuel.
Let's talk about some of the other systems that you have in your you have a system approach, like you mentioned, not just the one thing. I think we've got enough time right now. I'd like to go into talking about this. One of the things that people typically run into when they try and install one of these systems on the car is that the car will tend to fight against the hydrogen-oxygen mixture. They see it as a rich mixture, and they want to adjust the fuel mixture accordingly, and you don't see any net gain. And there's some things you can do to essentially trick the computer so that it's not fighting against what you're trying to do, which is beneficial to the engine.
Yes, I'd like to address that. The way you have described it is the typical misinformation type language that's used in most of the ebooks that are available. Ebooks published by Water for Gas, Run Your Car on Water, Gas for Free, etc., etc., etc. Those ebooks use that kind of language because they don't really understand how the system works. If you go to my website and you read the first paragraph, right in the middle of the first paragraph, there's a blue link there that says, hey, if you want to know how the system works, click on this link and go read that page.
We've not given out your website address. Yeah, go ahead and give that.
Yes, the website address is www.hydrogen-boost.com. And when I say dash, that's the hyphen that's right next to the zero on the keypad. While we're at it, I'd also like to mention that we have a dealer and installer in the Phoenix area. It's A2Z Diesel, headed up by Ben Spencer. And I have a telephone number, if it's all right to give that.
Sure, go ahead.
And that is 480-288-0177. That's A2 Diesel. I believe he's in Mesa, or at least he was in Mesa. He may have moved to a different location, but I'm pretty sure he's in Mesa.
Okay.
And Ben may even call in tonight if he's listening to the radio. We also have a fleet distributor in Wisconsin. It's called Command Distributing, and Mike Dory heads that up. And they're looking for distributors for cities, states, areas, and even dealers for all those areas, and installers. So we're looking to expand our marketing outreach, and we've pretty much got our manufacturing covered.
So when you talk about
back to the verbiage about. Well, let me use some of the other language that's used in some of those books and in some of the e-groups that led to the information that's in the e-books. And that was, if you put a HHO generator onto your car, the oxygen sensor senses the oxygen that's in the HHO gas and therefore knows that you're trying to save on your mileage, and therefore it is in conspiracy with the government or the oil companies, and it'll override everything you're trying to do. Well, obviously that's not true, because a machine can't be in conspiracy with anybody. But other verbiages they use is it's the oxygen sensor's got to be fooled or whatever. Well, the fact is, the oxygen sensor doesn't sense any oxygen that's coming from your HHO, because all of the oxygen coming from your HHO is combusted with the hydrogen that's coming from the HHO, so there is no excess oxygen. The fact of the matter is, the oxygen sensor demands a stoichiometric fuel ratio. Stoichiometric
meaning...
Let's get
back into this after the break.
Say again?
Yeah, we'll pick this up after the break.
Sure.
Will you be ready when gas prices go back up? Convert your vehicle to a hydrogen boost hybrid. Get 15 to 25% improved gas mileage guaranteed or your money back. And cleaner emissions. Hydrogen Boost has 8 years of experience in hydrogen injection and mileage enhancement and a money back satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.hydrogen-boost.com or call 518-480-4026. Hydrogen Boost, 518-480-4026, or visit hydrogen-boost.com.
I plugged the Scan Gauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The Scan Gauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The Scan Gauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at scangauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you. I'm here in Utah. We're talking with Fran Giroux. He's in New York with the Hydrogen Boost system. That's hydrogen-boost.com. They have a product available for purchase that involves multiple items in a system that is satisfaction guaranteed with typical mileage improvements of 15 to 50%. Fuel preheat helps vaporize fuel. Lubricant helps engine efficiency. He's one of the more well-respected players in the hydroxy industry. Before we went to break, we were talking about this scenario you have where you're adding this hydrogen-oxygen mixture to the fuel, to the air intake, and then some of the systems that talk about needing to so-called trick the engine into accepting the altered fuel mixture so it doesn't fight against what you're doing with the hydroxy. And you're explaining some of the fallacies of some of that language. Let's pick that up.
Right. Actually, let's touch on the 15 to 50% you just mentioned there as well. 15% is typical increase in mileage with the equipment and the increased tire pressure. 50% is only achievable if you change your driving habits. I know of no equipment alone that will consistently give you a 50% increase in mileage. Though some of the competitors out there will quote-unquote guarantee a 50% increase with their system installed and properly tuned by their mechanical wizard, but they don't consistently get it, and most people get upset that they don't get their money back when they don't get it. So 50% is typical. Hydrogen is not magic. It's not going to give you a big increase. You have to do other things to the vehicle in order to take advantage of what the hydrogen can do for you, and that's what we're explaining here.
Okay. I would like to go on to a tangent, if we could, for a second.
Sure.
And talk about some of these other driving habits issues. Sometimes it's called hypermiling, where people get super mileage just by changing the driver habits. Maybe you can address those briefly.
Sure. You want me to give you some tips?
Sure.
Well, let's start off with the fallacies. The one fallacy that is the most prevalent, especially with EPA, is that jackrabbit starts are bad for mileage. That's a fallacy. And if you go to my newsletter page and look up acceleration techniques, there will be a newsletter there that did a scientific test and showed that you can be actually a little bit more efficient at three-quarters throttle acceleration than you can at slow acceleration. And it's more important how you decelerate than it is how you accelerate. And that same newsletter covers deceleration techniques. Well, let's start with the acceleration. We started off, we had a one-half-mile track. We had a start line and a finish line. And we started off a number of accelerations. First one was just accelerating slow from the start line to the finish line so that when we got to the finish line, we were going 50 miles an hour, half a mile down the road. And we used the scan gauge to do our trip miles per gallon to know how many miles per gallon we're getting during that acceleration. Then we also accelerated slightly faster with half throttle. And then we accelerated with three-quarters throttle. And then we accelerated with full throttle. And we found out that the mileage is very, very similar on all four acceleration techniques. But it was better with the higher throttle settings than it was with the slower throttle settings. But at the end of that test, I says, you know, it's the other end of the trip that matters, and that is, how do you decelerate? Obviously, the biggest wasteful way to decelerate is to use the brakes, because you're throwing away all your kinetic energy by using the brakes, and it's better to use that kinetic energy to get you down the road. So we did an opposite test where we had the same half-mile stretch, and at the end of the stretch we had a right-hand turn that we had to make, and we started, you know, hit the start line at 50 miles per hour, and drove normally, as most people would drive, at 50 miles per hour until it was time to slow down and turn right at that turn at the end of the strip. And, of course, we checked the miles per gallon with the scan gauge as well. And during the deceleration of a normal driving, we had about 50 miles per gallon. But then I said, okay, let's do it again, but let's use some driving techniques. Let's not use the brake. So we entered the start gate at 50 miles per hour, and when we got to the end of the half-mile stretch, we didn't need to use our brakes because we just gradually decelerated throughout that whole half-mile. And then when we got to the end, we turned the corner at the same speed we had before. And then we did a third test where we said, okay, let's just put it in neutral at the start line at 50 miles an hour, and we'll just coast normally. And we did that. We got to the end and turned the same speed we did before. And then, of course, the last trip, we shut the engine off and put it in neutral. And, of course, with that trip, we got infinite miles per gallon during that half-mile trip because we weren't burning any gas at all. And, of course, when we did it in idle, we got probably 100 miles per gallon. And when we did it normal driving, it was only 50 miles per gallon. So the deceleration at the end of the trip is a whole bunch more important than the acceleration at the beginning of a trip.
I have to admit I'm a little bit dubious about what you just said, not the deceleration part, but the acceleration part, because from a physics point of view, getting a mass from 0 to 60, if you do that really fast as opposed to gradually, it's going to use a lot more energy than if you do it gradually.
Let me explain the difference there. First of all, what operating condition is the engine the most efficient? At idle, it's 0% efficient. You're burning about a quarter of a gallon per hour just to keep the engine running, and you're getting zero work out of the engine. And at full throttle, you're burning maybe 2 gallons per minute, but you're getting lots of horsepower. And horsepower, of course, times time equals work. So you're about 40% efficient at getting all the energy out of the gasoline into mechanical work at close to full throttle. Now,
in other words,
we're talking at stoichiometric fuel ratios now.
The engine is designed.
And a normal car, at full throttle, it's not going to be running at stoichiometric. It's going to be running extra rich, which is not efficient. But when we have adjusted our fuel ratio so that it's leaner than normal, at full throttle, it's actually stoichiometric instead of extra rich. So you'd have to take that into account. Otherwise, accelerate at three-quarters throttle when it's at a stoichiometric ratio normally. If you're driving a normal, unequipped car.
Okay, so if I could interject here.
Sure.
I do know that there were some tests done. People were talking about, if you drive slower, you'll save gas, but that's not necessarily true because the vehicles are designed to run most optimally at, for example, 50 miles per hour.
It depends what kind of car you got.
It depends.
If you have a standard shift vehicle.
But the principle is that at a slower RPM, you're not running at optimal. You're actually using more fuel to go at 30 miles per hour over a given distance than you are going 50 miles per hour.
Not true.
And what you're saying is perhaps it's the same thing with acceleration, that at three-quarter throttle, you're running the engine at its optimal level as opposed to, say, half throttle or one-quarter throttle with a turtle start as opposed to getting a more rapid start.
Well, if you just think about it, if at idle, it's 0% efficient. At 1% over idle, it's not going to jump up to 40% efficient. But at close to full throttle or a three-quarter throttle, it can be 40% efficient. Because that's where it can produce torque out of that gasoline instead of wasting it all trying to keep the engine barely running. Now, as far as driving speed, if you have an automatic vehicle, the best driving speed for the best mileage is whatever speed you can drive and still keep it in high gear.
Okay.
The slowest speed.
We're going to go to break, and we'll come back and pick this up.
I plugged the scan gauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The scan gauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The scan gauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at scangauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Will you be ready when gas prices go back up? Convert your vehicle to a hydrogen boost hybrid. Get 15 to 25% improved gas mileage guaranteed or your money back. And cleaner emissions. Hydrogen Boost has 8 years of experience in hydrogen injection and mileage enhancement and a money back satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.hydrogen-boost.com or call 518-480-4026. Hydrogen Boost, 518-480-4026 or visit hydrogen-boost.com.
Gonna make a change in some lives today. We will work for not for profit. Rather movement spread the word today. We wanna make the world a little bit better. We just wanna help the world today.
Free energy now.
We really wanna change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah. Energy now.
We really want to change the world today. We just want to help the world.
866-536-1100.
That's the toll-free call-in number, 866-536-1100. If you're listening live, you want to ask Fran Giroux some questions, who we're speaking with tonight, about his hydrogen boost system. He has product available for purchase, involves multiple items in a system that is satisfaction guaranteed with typical mileage improvements of 15 to 50%. If you do all the tips involved, it involves fuel preheat that helps vaporize fuel, lubricants help engine efficiency. He is, as mentioned earlier, is one of the more well-respected players in the hydroxy industry, which has had a lot of recent players come and leave. Maybe we could talk about that for a second.
Yes. Back in 2000, 2001, when I started advertising on the Internet, I was the only website out there selling anything for a gasoline-powered car that had hydrogen injection. Over the first 5 years or so, there was a few that started. Eagle Research had been marketing other types of fuel-saving devices, and they picked up a hydrogen generator kit as well. And there was a couple other companies. Save Fuel came around 2004, 2005, and it's a Canadian company, and they're very good at marketing, and they were selling other people's devices. They finally started building some of their own, plus they picked up some of the ones that I manufactured for them. And now the main manufacturer that they had has gone out of business, so hopefully they'll be selling only my stuff soon. And in the last 3 years, there's been many e-books, which are basically an accumulation of information gotten from e-groups that were experimenting with HHO, which is another word for Brown's gas or single-ducted electrolyzer gases or whatever you want to call this hydrogen that we're producing in an electrolyzer that doesn't separate the oxygen from the hydrogen. And put it into the engine. There's a number of ebooks out there that are for sale, and one of them even has a link to my webpage as well. But a lot of the companies basically have just made hydrogen into some magical miracle and made big claims by just adding a hydrogen generator to a car. And, of course, the hydrogen generator could be anything from two paper clips on a 9-volt battery stuck into a glass of water to a multi-plate efficient hydrogen generator that's actually going to put out enough gas to do something with without using a whole bunch of electricity to do it. So there's a whole wide range of companies out there, and most of them are plastic toys, I consider them, which are single-cell units, which are only 12% efficient. Our unit's a six-cell unit. It's 75% efficient. We could make it 100% efficient, but then in order to get as much gas as we have, we'd have to be the size of a back of a pickup truck in order to have enough surface area to produce as much gas as we do at 75% efficiency. So we've got the best compromise between maximum efficiency, maximum gas production, and minimum size. A six-cell unit is the best optimum choice for those three parameters. But the other systems, a lot of them have just a hydrogen generator and claim that that improves mileage a whole bunch, 20, 30, 40%. And some of them, even after claiming that for a year, started adding these things called oxygen sensor voltage offset devices, like the EFI device from Eagle Research or copies thereof. And those things can change your fuel ratio some, but if you go to my website and read about emissions analysis, you're going to find out that the oxygen sensor offset voltage device can only lean it out to the point where there's massive increased nitrous oxide emissions, which you don't want to have because that's pollution. And we want to clean the planet, not pollute the planet. So if you got an oxygen sensor offset voltage device, you're polluting the planet. You really need to have an electronic control circuit like ours, which actually shuts off the oxygen sensor and then changes the signal from the mass airflow sensor or the MAP sensor in order to lean the fuel ratio out to an ultra-lean mixture that is cool enough that it doesn't produce the nitrous oxides. And that can give you really clean emissions, both in carbon monoxide, hydrocarbons, and nitrous oxide.
I understand that when you do that, you're going to have to now play games with the emissions people because they're going to want to see everything copacetic when they go to test your engine.
Once a year when you do your inspection, shut off your system and you hook the oxygen sensor back up. You zero out your electronic control circuit. You reset the check engine light with a scan gauge. You drive 100 miles and you go to your inspection. After you're done your inspection, you turn your system back on.
And get better mileage.
Yes. And cleaner emissions.
Cleaner emissions.
Cleaner emissions with our method. If you use the oxygen offset voltage device, you cannot get cleaner emissions. You can only get your ratio, your fuel ratio leaned out to about 16 to 1, which is the point where most engines will produce the most nitrous oxides.
What are some of the other ways that your system contrasts with the others that are out there?
Well, most of the systems out there don't have a fuel heater. There is one that does have a fuel warmer, which doesn't really heat the fuel up to engine coolant temperature, but it does at least warm it up some because they wrap this pipe that the fuel goes through onto a radiator hose, and it does get some conduction, but not near as much as a unit that has engine coolant going through it and has copper pipes inside running the fuel through it so that it actually gets the fuel up to engine coolant temperature, which is about as hot as you can get it without having any vaporization problems within your fuel injection system. So we have the fuel heater, which nobody else has one that gets as hot as ours. A fuel vaporizing system, which most vehicles will have built in if you have a fuel heater. If you have hot fuel being returned to the tank, and a lot of cars do have fuel going through the injector rail and then back to the tank. Well, if you've got that in your car, then putting a fuel heater on it brings hot fuel back to the tank, and as it plunges into the tank, some of it vaporizes and cools off the rest of it, and those vapors are brought to the engine through the evaporative emissions control system, and that gives you even more vapors or more percentage of vapors going to your engine. So you have much more fuel vaporization and much more of it's going to burn properly in your combustion chamber if it's vaporized first before it.
What if you have a problem with your vehicle and you have some overheating going on? What's that going to do to if you're heating up your fuel that way? Is that going to create issues?
If you do what?
If your vehicle is overheating. And
okay, if your fuel, well, first of all, your vehicle is not going to overheat more than about 220 degrees because the water that's in the engine coolant is going to boil. And it's going to blow off your radiator cap, and so it's never going to get much over about 220 degrees. The test that I did on cars that didn't even have the return fuel line, which flushes vapors back to the tank if you have vapors in your system, but the single pipe system, which keeps the vapors, if there is any vapors, it keeps them in the fuel injection system, even with that, I tested out that it was about 230 degrees is when I started having problems. So anything below 220 is still going to be fine. But most cars, they have a flushing system anyway, that the vapors are going to be flushed back to the tank if you are overheating. But with our system, we've never had a problem. Engine coolant temperature is about the optimum temperature for the fuel to get maximum vaporization and minimum problems.
When we come back from break, one thing we've not talked about yet is the price point. Let's get into that a little bit.
Sure.
Free energy. Now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you from Eagle Mountain, Utah. We are talking tonight to Fran Giroux. He is with Hydrogen Boost. That's hydrogen-boost.com. He's one of the more well-respected and long-lasting players in the hydroxy industry. This is in which you have an onboard electrolysis unit that makes hydrogen-oxygen gas, is then ducted into the air intake to effect a more efficient burn of the fuel. Along with this system is also a lubricant, which we'll be talking here in this final segment, as well as preheating and helps vaporizing the fuel, and some other tips for improving mileage so that the total package can improve your mileage from between 15 to 50%. Fran, let's talk about how much does the system cost and what is the return on investment? And, of course, right now it's not really a fair question because gas prices have gone way down, but we know that they will come back up probably sooner than later.
Well, our system for a gasoline-powered car, including the scan gauge, which is $175 by itself, but the complete system with the scan gauge and all the stuff it takes to hook it up, including the engine treatment and all.
That includes installation?
What's that?
Does that include installation?
No. It's $1,000 in a box that gets shipped to you. If you want it installed, you can come to our factory here or to any of our installers around the country, including A2Z Diesel, Ben Spencer down there in I believe it's in Macy, and his phone number is 480-288-0177. That's right there in the radio station's area, and they'll install a system. I charge $750 to install a system, and that includes dealer training and testing to prove that the mileage has increased and so forth. Return on investment, if you paid $1,000, it all depends on how many miles you drive a year and how much of the system you're going to employ. If you're going to leave your tires soft and you're going to not use the fuel heater and you're going to use just the hydrogen generator and the electronic control circuit, it may take forever to pay it off. If you're going to use the whole system, depends on the price of gas and how many miles. I typically drive 30,000 miles a year, and if I get 40 miles per gallon instead of 30, then, gee, I don't know. I don't have my calculator ready here, but it'll pay for itself in a year or two. Tractor trailers, even though their system costs $3,000 to $4,000, they can pay themselves off in less than a year and, have good 10 years of driving with their tractor trailer and saving $5,000 to $15,000 per year.
Is the system that you sell for a gasoline engine different than the one you sell for a diesel?
Well, yes. The diesel tractor trailer especially, because the diesel tractor trailer has built-in fuel heating. So you don't need to put an external fuel heater on. It also doesn't need the electronic control circuit because you don't need to mess with the fuel ratio in a diesel engine. We do have the engine treatment. Right now is still part of the system. That's a big part in a diesel tractor trailer because there's a lot more oil in a diesel tractor trailer engine. There's 40 quarts instead of just 5 quarts, so you have to have a lot more treatment as well. And, of course, the hydrogen generator is the main part of a diesel, where in a gasoline vehicle there's the fuel heater, the electronic control circuit that the tractor trailer doesn't have.
What about the for the tractor trailer? What kind of return on investment are we talking about there?
We've got tractor trailers that have reported to us 15% increase in mileage. We've had some with ECM readings, which we don't have to worry about the driver reporting to us. We have ECM readings from before installation and ECM readings after installation, but typically, the benefit doesn't always show up in just miles per gallon because the addition of the hydrogen generator increases the torque while reducing the fuel consumption. And when a driver, especially one that doesn't own his own truck and is driving for a company, typically when he sees more torque, he uses it to get up the hills quicker, to get home faster, to finish his trip earlier. And so if we see 5 miles per gallon or 5% increase in miles per gallon and 5% increase in average speed and 5% longer idle time per gallon of fuel and 5% greater percentage in top gear distance, then really he's got a 20% total increase, but he doesn't see it all in miles per gallon. But the tractor trailers that are independently owned, that are particular about how they drive, and they continue to drive the same way all the time, we've seen 15%.
One thing I understand about the system we've not mentioned yet, you just brought it up, and that is in increased performance, you're actually getting more horsepower out of your engine.
Yeah, and on a tractor trailer, you're also getting cleaner oil because you're not dumping so much carbon into your oil. You're getting cleaner particulate filters, so you don't have to regenerate the particulate filter as often. And you're getting the greater torque to get up the hill in a higher gear and faster, get home quicker, and get better mileage.
What about the lubricant you have in your system?
The XL Plus International company just changed the name of their engine treatment. They used to be called XL Plus. Now it's called Lubrilon, which is what it used to be called way back in the 70s. It was sold in the early 80s as Slick 50.
Right.
Slick 50 in about 84, 85, they quit using the formula and started selling just Teflon and oil. And ever since, Slick 50 hasn't been what it used to be. But in the early 80s, the XL Plus International Lubrilon formula was sold as Slick 50. It is what made the engine treatment industry. And then, of course, it was copied by a number of companies, and they had these other types of engine treatment that came out as well, Duralube, Prolong, etc. But the original Slick 50 is the treatment that we're still selling under the same formula that built the industry, but it's now sold as Lubrilon, made by XL Plus International.
There's one by Marin International that's really quite fascinating as well, where they have stories where the oil has gone out of an engine through accidental causes, and a person has driven like 15 miles and the engine doesn't seize up. You know, they had like
XL Plus has documented that as well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of mileage improvement are we talking about with modifying the lubrication of the
well,
engine?
Well, the XL Plus International website has got some independent tests done back in the 70s and 80s. Of course, those engines were different than today's. They had, you know, wider tolerances. Their metal wasn't as hardened as it is today. And possibly the results were better then than they are now. But they've got documented evidence right there on their website by independent agencies and testing laboratories and companies and government agencies and everything, anywhere from 3 to 8% increase in mileage, reduction in friction, and all kinds of different tests that they did. So back then in those engines, it was considerable amount. Whether today's engines that are better treated and or better metal treatment and closer tolerances, you might not get quite as much. But it's the best stuff out there, so we include it in our cap.
I have to give just a little bit of a plug to you here. You know, in my seat as a news and directory person, we're looking at all kinds of things, including mileage. And we've seen a lot of things come and go in the hydroxy arena, people who are chasing different ways of getting better electrolysis, more efficient use of the electricity in generating the hydrogen oxygen gas. And the people that I know who are in that industry, when I've asked them, what do you think is the best system out there that's available, almost to a person has referred you as being the most, having the best system, the best science behind what you're doing. One thing we've not talked about is longevity. How long will this system last before it needs to be replaced or repaired?
Should never have to be replaced. On a tractor trailer, especially with the welded enclosed unit, once every 1,000 hours, you need to clean the electrodes, because electrolysis is a destructive process that pushes positive ions from the positive electrode to the negative electrode, and it'll build up and it'll degrade the electrolysis process over a period of about 1,000 hours. So once every 3 months or so on a tractor trailer, we give it a reverse electrolysis acid wash, and that regenerates it to better than new, cleans the plates right up, and re-rinse it out, put a new batch of electrolyte in there, and we're off for another 3 months.
Yeah, that's quite a contrast. Some
should
of the
last longer than your car.
Mm-hmm. Some systems that were out there being sold were really junk. I mean, they worked for a few minutes, but
well,
they start melting
down. Well, anything
that
doesn't use 316 grade stainless steel for electrodes is going to deteriorate much faster. Anything that uses baking soda for electrolyte is going to deteriorate much, much faster.
Well, Fran, I appreciate you coming on our show and telling us about your Hydrogen Boost product. We have not talked about business opportunity. You do have opportunities for people who want to get involved on a business level.
Go to my website, send me an email. I'll send you our dealer information document.
Hydrogen-boost.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.